speaker coming up here is Shauna, y'all. Help me welcome her.
Hi, I'm Shauna. I'm an alcoholic. I'm grateful to be sober and be here this weekend. Thank you for allowing me to come up here and talk. So I got sober November 9th, 2003. I was 25 when I got sober, and I worked in food service management. So drinking at work wasn't allowed, but I did it anyways. And I got told on, you know, somebody didn't think that it was appropriate. And, you know, the funny thing about that is that I got sober 4 days before my boss came to me and asked me if I was drinking at work. And I said yes, and he was surprised that I was honest, and I was surprised that I was honest. And the funny thing about that is that I was able to keep my job for longer. You know, because I was honest and I said I was sober, you know, sober. I was 4 days sober, but and that I was going to Alcoholics Anonymous. And you know, it's really interesting to me because I worked in an industry that promoted drinking and drugging. I worked in an industry that it was a party all the time. And you know, there's a lot of us that are in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous that come from that type of background. And what I did was I worked 60 hours a week, and I partied just as hard, and I did all those things that we do. The only thing that didn't happen is I didn't get caught until somebody told on me, but you know, I never got caught. I didn't get a DUI. I never got in a car accident. I didn't hurt anybody. And so I was able to keep that job. And I worked in food service. I managed people. And when I got sober, I started to really see the people that I was working with, and just to see that how many of us are in that industry. And you know, it's by the grace of God that I'm able to, you know, stick my hand out and say, hey, you know, it doesn't have to be like this. So I was able to, like I said, keep that job for a long time. And I was like 5 years sober. And I think like what we do is we get sober and we go back to school, right? Like that's what we do. And because I didn't have any ambitions when I was drinking. I had none. And so I didn't go to college. Well, I went to like half a semester at SEC when I was drinking. And I think I was 5 years, I was 30. I was 5 years sober when I went back to school. I went to PVCC and I got my associates, and then I went to ASU and I got a couple of degrees in psychology and sociology. And then I decided that wasn't enough. So I went to and got some certificates in substance abuse counseling and you know, all the things that we do when we get sober, right? We want to help people, and we want to, you know, we want to figure this out. We want to figure out alcoholism. We want to figure out drug addiction, and we want to help people. And so my credentials look really good on paper because I don't do anything in that field at all. And because I realized, like, I prefer sponsoring. I love sponsoring. I would rather sponsor. Being in a therapeutic session with somebody is difficult for me because I was raised in Alcoholics Anonymous. There's the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. There's, you know, you go to meetings, you get a sponsor, you pray, and you meditate. And those are the things that I was taught. And so to have certain restrictions as to, like, I can't say you should go to AA in a practice because then I would not have any business. So I didn't follow that path, but I look really good on paper. And instead what happened is I ended up in corporate America, and I work in corporate retail management now. And I manage people, and I manage college students. So I see a lot of younger kids. It makes me feel really old, I'm not gonna lie. But I see a lot of younger kids that come in and you know, they're all in school and they are doing well, but every once in a while there's that one or two that come in and I can see it, you know, it's just a reflection. And what I found also is that my job doesn't necessarily define me as to who I am and what I do. I can be professional, I can be, you know, a part of corporate America, but that's not where my passions are. I never had any like burning passion to be a nurse or be a lawyer or be a doctor or anything like that. I just really never did. A lot of it was because it was a lot of work and I felt like I was super lazy. But a lot of it also is that when I came into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, that's where I found my passion. And that's where I found my answer, my solution. And so to be able to work in a field that, while yes, I still work a lot of hours and I still am not home a ton, it allows me to leave for meetings. It allows me to leave early to go to a meeting. I can meet with sponsees. I can go to funerals. And they don't ask a lot of questions, just as long as I get my work done and I show up when it's super necessary. But it's funny that I was asked to do this because I recently applied and got passed over for a promotion within my company. And I finally had the courage, because it takes a lot of courage, but I had the courage to ask why. Because I don't know about you guys, but I don't like being rejected. I don't like feeling like I'm less than. And that made me feel like I was less than. And I asked, and my boss, we have a relatively good rapport. And I asked her, and you know, hey, why did you pick this person over this person? And her response was that I was lacking a level of polish that the other candidate had. And she said that I was rather abrasive and abrupt. And I said, yes, I am. I absolutely am. And a lot of it, and I also said that it was because, I didn't tell her I was an Alcoholics Anonymous and I'm an alcoholic. But I did tell her that I had gotten better. you know, I said I was completely unapproachable 15 years ago, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, completely unapproachable. And I was abrupt and to the point of being cold and rude and mean. That's my go-to, is I get mean. But you know, but I can accept that. I can understand that, and I know that I've made progress in that respect. And that while I may not necessarily be the best candidate for a professional position, I'm the best candidate for what I do now, and I'm okay with that, you know, because a big part of being in a career and in a workforce is taking those chances, those risks, and that leap of faith. That regardless of what happens, I'm going to be okay. I have somewhere I can go all the time. I have people that I can talk to, and that I can try. You know, I can continue to work on myself and continue to grow, and you know, maybe the next one will be the right one. I don't know. I don't know what God has in store for me, and that's okay. I lost the privilege of knowing or trying to understand what God has in store for me. I just kind of hopefully go along with it and see what happens. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good, but that's okay. I don't really have much else to say other than that I'm really grateful to be here and I do appreciate the opportunity to share. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Right on. She's a boss, and I don't know if you guys know this, but she sponsors an army of women, a small army. So we got some time to take some questions. If anybody's got any questions for any of our panelists today, from right to left, we got Paul, Sarah, Brian, and Shauna. Any questions? Yeah, what's up, man?
What's the deal with that?
Yeah, we grew up together, man.
Really? Sells it, appreciate it. Yeah. I'm motivated now.
We got questions. Maybe one more question. If anybody's got one?
Sure.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Thomas, alcoholic. I had the pleasure of working as a treatment counselor for a while, and so I can completely relate to the lighting sponsorship more than that. My question is kind of. Twofold for maybe some of the vicarious traumatization, that stuff that happened in the ER and stuff, is like, what was the walk back from that after that job was sort of not on your, and there was not the dual roles of like kind of being in the ER and seeing people? Because my experience, and I just want to know what hear from you guys, was my experience was that I'd started to lose faith, and I didn't know this, but I started to lose faith in the program, and what I was watching happen in AA, because it was, I was seeing it not working in these other areas, you know, or like people that weren't able to get it.
guard's head bounce off the ground, and like all I could see was that, and it just kept replaying, and then I could hear every dog barking, every psych patient screaming, every alarm beeping, and I still didn't know that it was time to go, and I got a text from somebody that said, hey, there's an opening at this outpatient surgery center. No one ever leaves here unless they retire. Are you interested? And I was like, fuck, this is, all right, God's opening the door. And I said, yeah. And so now I'm in this super chill job, and the walk back has been just a huge relief of stress and peace and serenity and gratitude for that time. But I didn't get resentful at the program seeing what I saw. I knew that we were out there doing what we could do. If anything, I'm getting more discouraged with healthcare in general and the way that they treat the disease that we have, and the way that the staff of medical facilities treat the patients. So that is something that I struggle with that makes me want to scream from the hilltop, I'm fucking sober. If you only knew what I looked like when I got here.
Yeah, I didn't lose faith at all in the program because I am able to go to meetings and see that it does work. And I believe that it works. And so the same thing is when I was, you know, when I was going through all these things, I was looking at all these different ways of getting and staying sober and treating the alcoholic and the addict. And what I've discovered is that most of us end up here anyways, even with other medical intervention. So I know, so there's something, right? There's something that causes or that allows Alcoholics Anonymous and other 12-step programs to work in such a way that the medical field doesn't understand. So, you know, people die. We just have, there's limits all the time. And I have to have faith that Alcoholics Anonymous works and that 12-step programs work because I get to sit here today, you know, 15 years sober and talk about my experiences. And I know that there's people in here that are newly sober, and they're like, I don't know what to do, and I'm scared. And it's cool, man. Just hang out, be a part of. It's all good. It'll be all right. And I don't think that type of camaraderie is prevalent in the medical field. So I did not lose faith at all.
Pretty much each of you, in your own way, kind of touched on the importance of how you present yourself to society, and I think kind of intrinsically a lot of us are rebels at heart, and we like to present ourselves, and it's not something that always meshes perfectly with society's expectations of us. So I'm just curious how you manage that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm an immigration lawyer, so I'm anti-Trump. I'm pretty much an activist, you know. I work with minorities. I work with a lot of people that don't speak English as their first language, you know. But I love it, you know, because I came here as an immigrant, too. So, I don't talk about AA or that I'm an alcoholic, you know, on my social media stuff. You know what I mean? That people really think I'm a crazy person. You know, when I go to other lawyer events, because lawyers are really heavy into substance abuse, man, let me tell you. They get down, dude. You know, and they're like, oh, have a drink, man. Oh, no, I don't drink, man. You know, and, you know, so I don't know, man. I mean, you know, but I don't go around like, you know, like boasting about AA or nothing like that. I just kind of just stay low key, you know, and just kind of like do my own thing, and yeah, that's it.
Awesome. grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and wisdom to know the difference. Keep coming back. It works if you work it.
Hi. I'm Jim.
Oh, I'm Paul, man.
Hey, Paul.
Good to meet you.
Yeah.
What you said.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just grab a few minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Basically, I'd love to talk to you just for a few minutes. It's basically about packaging and communicating. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
that's, yeah.
Hey, what's up, dude?
And he's
rapping. I'm seeing a light or something.
What's up, dude? How you doing, man? Yeah, thank you.
So if you don't mind.
Yeah, he's my personal cell phone number.
Oh, it's good.
You had to see how this show was.
Yeah, and I'm here today,
okay.
So yeah.
If I
yeah.
see you next week.
Yeah, we'll talk, man.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man. Yeah, thank you for listening.
I'm like, I'm home, and like, there's certain
times. Sir, so are you doing the call treatment? Or are you running this or else?
It's the end of party.
No kids,
and today's my 40th birthday.